poll, plurality view Tucker Carlson favorably despite Fox leaks. By Hannah Blow on May 5, 2023. A plurality of U.S. adult citizens view former Fox News primetime host Tucker Carlson favorably, a recent survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey found that 41% overall view Carlson at least somewhat favorably, compared to 37% who do not. 68% of Republicans view Carlson at least somewhat favorably, as do 72% of Trump 2020 voters. 31% of independents view Carlson at least somewhat favorably, compared to 36% who do not. The survey was taken from April 29 to May 2, 2023. Among 1,500 U.S. adult citizens and coincides with what appears to be a concerted effort from Fox News executives to maim Carlson's character, sharing leaks of clips and messages to the likes of the Soros-funded Media Matters as well as the New York Times. One such Media Matters leak, for example, showcased Carlson criticizing Fox News's streaming service, Fox Nation. "I don't want to be a slave to Fox Nation, which I don't think that many people watch anyway," Carlson said during the leaked video, adding that the website sucks. "But nobody's going to watch it on Fox Nation. Nobody watches Fox Nation because the site sucks. So I'd really like to just dump the whole thing on YouTube. But anyway, that's just my view," Carlson said. The Times also released a leak of Carlson's text message to a producer, in which he concluded that the mob mentality is dangerous and can affect virtually anyone. "Jumping a guy like that is dishonorable, obviously," Carlson wrote in a message describing a video he watched of individuals beating up an Antifa kid. "It's not how white men fight," he said, explaining how he could feel the mob mentality taking over his own mind as well and warning of the dangers of allowing that to happen. "I really wanted them to hurt the kid. I could taste it. Then somewhere deep in my brain, an alarm went off: this isn't good for me. I'm becoming something I don't want to be. The Antifa creep is a human being. Much as I despise what he says and does, much as I'm sure I'd hate him personally if I knew him, I shouldn't gloat over his suffering. I should be bothered by it. I should remember that somewhere somebody probably loves this kid, and would be crushed if he was killed. If I don't care about those things, if I reduce people to their politics, how am I better than he is?" Overall, the leaks have not deterred conservatives from the host, as many note that they have actually humanized Carlson even further and made him cooler. Meanwhile, Fox News executives are reportedly attempting to reassert control and essentially sideline Carlson through the 2024 presidential election, as his current contract runs through December 2024. Fox News's strategy, however, is backfiring, Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle said during a recent appearance on Newsmax. "What's happening is people are leaving Fox. They're coming to places like Newsmax and Breitbart, which is great for us," he said. Watch, Breitbart's Boyle on Newsmax, leaks and smears against Tucker Carlson driving viewers away from Fox News to Breitbart and Newsmax.